It's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we get together with the various medical professionals at our fine facilities around the Q92 listening area. And with us again today, we have Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services. And Dr. Nolte, today we're going to talk about mental illness today. It's Mental Health Awareness Week, right?
Yeah, so this week, October 2nd through the 8th, is Mental Illness Awareness Week.
Okay, and what are some of the things we're going to be talking about that are they're stressing this week?
Yeah, so the theme this year is What I Wish I Had Known. The National Alliance on Mental Health, or NAMI, has some great resources and kind of testimonials from patients and family members about things that they wish they had known about mental health. You know, there's still a stigma around mental health, and I think, you know, over the last few years, you know, healthcare has really been trying to kind of break down those stigmas, really put mental health more in the forefront and just improve access to mental health services and mental health needs. Certainly the pandemic, I think, kind of shed a lot of light on
put a lot of pressure on a lot of people and created some problems that didn't exist before, I'm sure.
Exactly, yep.
I know a lot of times mental health is talked about kind of outside of the realm of your physical health, but really they go hand in hand pretty much, don't they?
Right. I mean, you know, your brain is the most important organ, you know, so it's kind of amazing that, you know, we don't consider that an illness that like we would, you know, if you had heart failure or something like that. So like I said, I think we're moving in the right direction, but I think healthcare in general, we still have a long way to go.
All right, well, what are some of the things, the pointers you want to give us in dealing with stress and improving our mental health?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is asking for help. I know that's not always easy for anyone, but really asking for help. There's a lot of resources out there. There's the new suicide hotline, the 988. So there's a lot of good resources out there if you ask for it. Certainly talking to family or friends or someone you can trust is important as well. About 1 in 5 U.S. adults will experience mental illness each year, and about 1 in 6 U.S. youth between the age of 6 and 17 experience a mental health disorder each year. So those are huge numbers that we really need to kind of pay attention to and look more for.
Okay, what are the some of the signs that maybe somebody is having problems? Say your child or a relative or something. What should we be looking for?
I think, you know, if people are becoming more withdrawn, you know, they're not as engaged or interactive as they used to be. If they seem to be struggling in areas that they, you know, previously hadn't, or school's not going well, you know, just asking them about it, asking them to tell you know, what's going on, and really listening and paying attention and not trying to minimize those feelings that they have. You know, the biggest prevalence of mental illness are certainly depression and anxiety, and, you know, those are things that people can hide well sometimes because they've been living with it for so long. But we really need to, you know, do a better job at recognizing that and helping them.
Okay, now I know, are the schools doing more with mental health than they used to do as far as watching for signs and making sure that people get taken care of?
Yeah, I believe they are, and we have, you know, one of our therapists, Lisa Kuchenmeister, you know, goes to the school and, you know, sees kiddos out there. So, you know, it's disrupting for kids to have to leave the school and come to the clinic for services, so it's really nice service that she can go there and, you know, minimize that disruption in class and school. And I think there's just more training that the teachers get and about, you know, recognizing those changes in those students.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that a lot of the healthcare facilities have added in more personnel, it seems, to deal with mental health issues.
Right, and certainly that's the goal, I think. You know, there's just not many to go around, unfortunately. You know, we have a therapist at our clinic, and we're fortunate to have a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at our clinic. But there's about, according to the National Alliance of Mental Illness, about 150 million people are in a designated mental health professional shortage area. And if you look at the, state of Minnesota as a whole, the vast majority of the state is in that shortage area, with just, the Twin Cities area and the far southeast region kind of being adequately serviced, I guess you could say. But really, greater Minnesota and everywhere else is in that shortage area.
Great. Well, it's good to see that it's at least picking up a little bit as far as it being noticed as a problem. And I think the insurances are starting to cover some mental health issues as well, which probably wasn't the case for quite a while in the past, and they kind of overlooked it too. So that's a good thing.
Right.
All right. Well, you gave one resource, and I'm just looking at it here online, NAMI, Minnesota National Alliance for Mental Health, NAMI.org, and they've got an awful lot of information there. Any other good resources that you would suggest?
Well, I don't have any off the top of my head, but I'm sure if you can look up resources, and like I said, the 988 is a great resource as far as the suicide hotline.
Right, and we talked about it with suicide quite a bit last month, but the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and one of the things they stressed was, even if it isn't you, that if you know of somebody else who's thinking about becoming or is suicidal, you can call that number as well and get a lot of good advice on just what you should be doing and how to handle it. So that's good to keep that 988 number in mind.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Dr. Nolte, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk about mental health on our Wellness Wednesday program today. And you have a good week there, and hopefully we'll get you back on the air real soon.
All right. Thank you, Maynard.
You bet. Bye now.